We sponsor scholarships for our youth, and over the years, we have given out several million dollars worth of scholarships. Each year, we try to give out around between $30,000 and $40,000. We also have a national disaster fund for our members and the Elks Lodges if one of the members has some kind of catastrophe happen. We do step in and help. We have a charitable fund that we pick a charity each year and donate $10,000. We do literacy programs in our communities, drug awareness programs in our communities.
In Alaska, talk about some of the programs that the Alaska chapter does.
Well, as Janice said, we're on a national, state, and local level. And for our state level in Alaska, we have 11 clubs, and our major project is Special Olympics Alaska. That way we're into all the communities that are served by our 11 Alaskan clubs with Special Olympics projects. And Janice mentioned about the Supreme Disaster Fund. That was actually started after the 1964 earthquake in Alaska. All of the emblem clubs across the country joined together to help after that disaster, to help future disasters that would happen to certain emblem members and Elks lodges across the United States.
These days, is it tougher to get people, younger people, to join and get involved, or do you see your membership continuing to grow? Is there a difference in terms of people's interest in being part of service clubs, service organizations, do you think?
We're finding it very difficult to draw in the younger people. Their lives are so busy, it's hard. They don't have time for service-oriented clubs. And unfortunately, our membership is aging and our membership has declined.
Are the clubs more prominent in smaller towns, and is it easier to get some membership in the smaller towns because, people hear about them more often?
Well, they certainly do hear about it more often, and they grow up with it. There's not as many distractions in a smaller community because, sure, you have your television, your internet, and all the things that are drawing from clubs and organizations nowadays, but you also have a mom and dad or a grandmother and a grandfather that might have been active in the only, say, thing that was happening years and years ago was the Elks Lodge in a small town. So they took those parents and kids and grandkids. They had things at the Elks. They had things with the Emblem Club all the time. So they saw what the caring and sharing was extended to everyone in the community. And that's the sad part in all of our world today. A lot of the entities that are there to take care and to help people, once they go away, it's when they actually realize what was there and what they're now missing. That's why it's so important to try to encourage to keep members. And we do have a lot of young members up here in Alaska simply because they kind of grew up around an Elks Lodge or helping their mom carry things in and out because there's kind of a saying, if you go out of the house without an armful of food to take somewhere for somebody, you don't feel like you feel like you're not ready to leave, so you start doing that because you're always caring for people of all ages.
When you're trying to instill a sense of service in a young person, what are the things you emphasize about why that's important in life? Obviously, there's the moral question of helping people who need help, but I'm getting really philosophical here, but
That's all right, but I'm really glad you are because you're young and that means that you care about everything that happens around you, and you realize that you are a part of everything that happens around you. One thing that I think that we can do, and we do promote, and the schools are doing that now, they're requiring that more and more of the young people have community service as in order to get out of school, to have a degree, because a degree is not just what you learn in a book, it's what you learn about people along the way. And so that's helped a lot, because a lot of our scholarship applications, it's amazing how much community service is actually in there, showing that those young people are out doing what they can to help make a difference in somebody else's life.